Hello.
Mr. Griffiths, hey, what's going on, sir? It's John over at Local Splash.
Hi, how's it going, Splash?
It's going good, man. Sorry, I missed your call earlier. I don't know what happened there.
You're busy, I'm busy.
Yeah. Did I catch you at a good time this time?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, perfect. So, are we ready to go ahead and get this thing rolling for you, or what?
Well, let me ask you something. I know you're giving me all the bells and whistles for $249 a month. Is there a, and I know it's month to month, et cetera, but is there like a not maybe all the bells and whistles for a little bit better or something?
Right now. I'm not going to lie. You know, I'm honest, man. So, I'm not going to lie. There is a lower package, but I like to warn everyone, right? I mean, I'll probably get in trouble for this one, but I don't care. We do have lower package, but, the pricing is lower. It just takes a little longer to get you up on that first page. The reason for that is because it doesn't do Facebook ads, and like I told you before, you know, Facebook ads work that much, so much magic that it builds so much traffic, it helps your rankings move up to that first page quicker. So without that, we still get you there. It just takes a little bit longer than what we agree upon, 30 to 45 days. It will probably take 45 days.
Okay, and how much lower is it?
Literally $100. So it's $149 a month.
All right, and let me ask you one other question.
Yeah.
Can I upgrade to the if I was at the $149, can I upgrade to the $249? And and if I wanted to, could I also switch websites? Or in other words, switch advertising from Castle Homes to another company, to another, because what I did, I created an app, I invented an app, and it's not completely, the mobile version is available, but the web-based version is still under development, and when that comes to fruition, which is maybe 5 or 6 months from now, could I switch over and point in that direction?
Okay, so you got a lot of things here. So, but to answer your first question on there, yes, you can upgrade anytime. Now, if you want that lowest pricing, then I literally give you family discount pretty much on here. Okay.
No, I realize and I appreciate that. It's just that I'm trying to do so much right now, and the money is tight.
Don't worry. So what I'm trying to say is, though, if you want to upgrade down the road, I'm going to give you all of my contact information. Let me know. And that way, I'll keep that pricing for you, okay?
Okay.
So in the future,
okay.
If you want to do that too, because if you looked at our website, you'll see how much you're saving. It's $5.99 a month.
No, I understand. Yeah. And maybe what you could do, you can email me all of this stuff, I guess, or text me or something, so that I can save it.
Yeah. Oh no, definitely. We're gonna send out everything. You're gonna see even in the invoice and stuff. You're gonna see everything we spoke about, what it includes, how it breaks down, all of it. Your 60 different directories are still. So this lowest package, you still get your 60 different directories. You still get up on that first page of Google. You have an account management team backing you up. Website in case you needed it, right? So I know that.
Yeah, I do need the website.
Right?
Okay, but so with the regarding the website, mm-hmm. how do you go about picking the domain name?
So that's going to be, okay, here, great question. The domain name is not going to have anything / local splash or anything like that. You get to choose this and everything like that completely for free on here. Now, if for any reason down the future, down the road, you're like, you know what, I need to cut ways here, whatever the case may be, you can do that. If you want to keep that domain and keep that website, we give you the option to buy it off for only $99. So we make sure, again, you're always in good standing when you leave. And those directories are yours to keep. So it's no matter what, it's a win-win for you. But
yeah.
You have your options there. Okay?
Okay. So how do we go about picking the domain name? because I know .coms are hard to get, you know, so it would be dot something, dot net, dot something else, right?
No, it'll be .com. So when you talk with our techs, we'll set up a tech call. Again, you don't have to be in front of your computer for that part. They just ask for an hour window, so that way they call you within that time frame. I'm going to try to introduce you on that call, so that way everyone feels comfortable, you feel good. And, again, they work that magic. I'm not going to tell you something I don't know. I just know that they can do that. So it's just a matter of what's available as far as domain names first, so they go over all of that with you.
Okay.
Yeah. Again, I'm just being truthful. So.
Yeah, I understand.
All right, so Mr. Griffiths, let's get this thing going here. What's your first name?
William.
William, okay. And then Griffiths, is it G-R-I-F-F-I-T?
G-R-I-F-F-I-T-H-S.
T-H-S. Oh, Griffiths. I've been pronouncing this incorrectly this whole time. I guess I should have been addressing by Majesty, though. So.
You know what? Most people just call me Griff. So.
All right. Sounds good. Well, hey, what do you prefer? I don't mind.
It don't matter. You can call me Griff. You can call me William. You can call me Bill. Or even, you know, like we did before, like Your Majesty. That was fun to hear.
Oh, my Lord. So I see this on my screen. I'm like, am I talking to royalty here or what? I was literally like, okay, what's going on here?
Well, you know, she said, so, you know, how should we address you? And I was just like, oh, how about Your Majesty? And then she wrote it down, which is hilarious. I told her immediately, no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
No, that's good, man. That was good. All right. Well, joke's on me over here. All right, Griff. So what's the best email we could send all the information to, invoice, and also a second form of contact for you?
Okay, so my email address, you've got my name Griffiths, so my email address is WG Griffiths, because my middle name begins with a G.
Oh, okay, got it. Well, makes sense. All right, and then is it at Yahoo, is it at Gmail, what do you got?
Gmail.
Okay, gmail.com. I make it nice and easy. There you go. Okay. So I'm going to make sure that now our technicians, they're going to call if you're on the 877 number. Again, I'm going to try calling with them. Is this the best number to reach you? Is it 7617?
My only number. Only number.
Okay. All right. Perfect. That answers my next question on that one then. Okay.
Yeah. And in the website and everything, this is the number you use for everything.
Okay. Perfect. Now, I highly recommend to make sure when we do this tech call to do it as soon as possible. Do you have time available tomorrow?
Probably. Yeah, tomorrow. Okay. Tomorrow, I would.
Okay. What time is it that you have available? I want to make sure we're going off your time there.
In the afternoon.
Anytime in the afternoon? Later the better, or what?
Yeah, I would say probably like 2 or 3 would be best.
2 or 3? Okay, how about 2 o'clock? I'll go ahead and set it. Give me one moment here. Doing math in my head because they're 3 hours ahead or behind you, so you're going to be talking to them from the future. Okay.
Oh, okay. So you're calling from what? LA, California, somewhere?
Our business is located in Fountain Valley, California. Yep, but I'm in the East Coast. I'm in Tampa, Florida. We're all over.
Oh, good for you. Good for you.
Right? Yeah.
It's the place to be right now.
Well, it wasn't not too long ago that Hurricane Ian kicked our butt. So.
Oh, yeah. You guys get hurricanes, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, I've got there's a hurricane-proof house that I want to build.
Yeah?
It's, yeah, the strongest, and I'll tell you how I came across this thing. During the Gulf War, everybody was so freaked out about, like, you know, going to war with Iraq and stuff that, I was like, oh, you know what, let me design a simple nuclear bomb shelter, and I'll sell blueprints to it. And so I did. I advertised, and I was selling blueprints, and I got contacted by a French nuclear physicist And
really?
Yeah, and we became friends, and he was an older guy, but he had designed and was building an above ground nuclear bomb shelters. And like, if you can imagine, like, if you took a bagel, if you sliced a bagel, you know,
yeah,
it was, that's what it looked like. It had, the backyard was in the middle, a hole in the middle. And, you know, he's like, yeah, it's like a donut house, like a tire laying on its side. You know, it's a radius on a radius.
That's
so
wild.
Yeah, so it's the strongest shape known, and it could handle a nuclear blast. And, you know, yeah, so I was like, wow, you know, you know, of course it didn't have any windows on the outside, but if you did have windows on the outside, this thing, like, if you were in a hurricane, you wouldn't even, you'd have to look at it, you'd have to see it on the news, because you wouldn't know it, the house wouldn't move. We have no indication inside that there's a hurricane outside.
That is wild. So you came up with this blueprint. How long did it take you to do that?
Oh, I don't know. Not long. It was, you know, pretty simple. You know, pretty simple design. And you know, like I said, the donut house is
crazy.
It's like 100. It's 100 feet in diameter, and the backyard is in the middle. The hole in the middle is 50 feet in diameter. So you basically have this, you know, 25 foot. Circle, you know, that's, you know, 25 foot, you know, inside between the backyard and the front yard, that, you know, goes in a circle. And it's to say that it's strong is an understatement. It's like so strong a nuclear blast wouldn't have any effect on it.
Dang, that's wild.
Yeah.
You know, I would love to see this sometime, man. That'd be cool.
And just imagine your backyard is in the middle, you know, so, you know, it's like there's a hallway that goes around the middle. It's like a regular hallway that just goes around the middle that accesses your backyard from every direction. Every room is like pie shaped.
That's so cool.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's so genius though that it's like, why didn't someone come up with this? You know what I mean? That's how you know you did it right.
Yeah. Well, this guy, Marcel Bavier, he came up with it, and it's pretty amazing. But, you know, like if you built something like that in Florida, you know, you build it on a little knoll on a rise so that you know, water, if there's any rise in water, you're completely safe from that. And you'd have to find out on the news that there's a hurricane outside.
That's so crazy. All right. Well, shoot, okay, you're selling some blueprints, man. I'll take a look at it. <I'm serious.
laughs> Yeah, well, I can send you pictures of an actual one that's, like, under construction. Yeah? Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll get to this on this. I'll give you my – because I'm going to give you my information and everything, my email, all that. Please,
yeah.
I would love to look at it. If that's okay with you, you know.
In fact, who knows? Maybe we could even set it up in the website for construction of above ground nuclear bomb shelters.
Hey man, shoot! If they're looking for it and they're typing it in, you will pop up.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's get back to it then. As far as the business name. I want to make sure I have everything to the T here, okay?
Castle Home Developers.
Castle Hall.
Castle Home.
Oh, Home Developers. Okay.
Yeah, Castle Home Developers.
Okay.
Inc.
Oh, Inc. And now is there a period after that, Inc.?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
INC.
All right, gotcha. And then what is the address for this one, though?
Well, okay, so it actually does have an address, but you could put down 4 Maple Street, Glenwood Landing.
Okay, perfect, I got you.
11547.
All right, perfect. Yeah, 4 Maple Street. Well, that sounds kind of funny when I say it like that. 4 Maple Street.
Yeah.
Glenwood Landing, 11547. Okay, cool.
Yes.
Go ahead and put that there. Now, what Google's going to do is they're going to send a letter physically in the mail to you. Okay? This is important that you look out for this in the mail. They're going to send it to that address to verify you have a business and that you have a you're a real person. Okay.
Okay.
Send that back as soon as possible so that way things can move along quicker for you. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Cool. And then also, I sent you an email with that a Google invite for that specific time frame area for you. If you can pop that open, hit yes for me. That way our techs see that you're committed. They're going to hit yes on their end to show you they're committed for you as well.
Okay. You want me to do that now?
Yes, please.
Okay. Hold on.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it.
You're not seeing it?
Yeah. Does it say splash or something?
It'll be coming from me, from jso at relevantads.com.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
No, I don't have it.
Okay.
W-G.
G-R-I-F-F.
W-G, right. Yeah, W-G, G-R-I-F-F-I-T-H-S.
Yep, yep, at gmail.com. Yeah,
at gmail.com, yeah.
Huh. Check your spam or junk just in case. I don't know. It could go there. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
Okay.
No, don't have it.
Okay.
I just tried refreshing it.
Yeah, well, let that go. Here, I'm going to send you another email just from me, okay? This is not the invite part, but that way you have my contact information and everything as well, too, okay? So give me just a second.
Okay.
Sometimes it might help flood it through as well. I'm not sure. But it's worth a try, right? I'm on the subject line. This is John.
Okay.
Send. All right, that one's sent.
Okay, let me look. Don't have it. So, I tell you what, what's your email?
Okay, so my email is J, as in John, right?
Mm-hmm.
S-E-O.
S-E-O?
Yeah, that's my actual real last name.
Okay, so J-S-E-O.
Yep, at relevant, R-E-L-E-V-A-N-T, mm-hmm. ads.com.
Okay, so J-S-E-O at relevant?
Yep. Relevant ads. A-D-S.
Ads. Relevant. A-D-S.
You got it.
Okay, that's the ads, right? Ads. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me see if you.
Okay.
All Oh, your other email. Okay, so I just sent you one, but your this is John email came in.
That one came in. Okay.
Yeah.
What the heck? The other one didn't come in. All right, what I'll do then is I'll delete it and then re-put it.
Okay.
Let's see if that will help, you know? Mm-hmm, boom, boom, boom. Let's put that there. Okay. Let's try that. Because your reception sounds amazing. I don't think that's the issue at all.
Yeah, but, you know, I have T-Mobile, and so sometimes I say, you know, I'm experiencing my T-Mobile discount.
Yeah, no thank you. I have AT&T.
Which is awesome,
yeah.
I just can't afford it.
Well, hey, Christmas time and everything, too, and they might have some good, great specials.
You know, Verizon is good, but Verizon is two or three times what I pay for.
Their pricing.
And I think AT&T is more than Verizon.
Yeah.
So.
Well, actually, no. Verizon is more expensive. They're cheaper when you do more plans. So the more lines that you have, that's when it gets more gets less
affordable.
Expensive. Yeah, more affordable for sure. Also, while we're waiting on this one, as far as your hours of operations. What do you want to be found for, like Monday through Friday, or?
Yeah, why not? Well, banker's hours, I guess.
Okay.
I mean, it's, you know, I wouldn't even, I mean, you know, it's my business, so I'm always available.
All right. I'm going to put Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, 24/7, emergency only. How about that?
Yeah, sounds good.
All right.
Emergency only or favors only. Because that's, I tell you, you know, once you own a truck, you get a lot of friends.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. I used to, believe it or not, I used to have a H2, and we souped this thing up. I had 12 TVs in there. I had a supercharger. This thing was a beast.
Wow.
And,
nice.
I guess everyone, you know, had to do when they're young, you know, and so, But that thing was a gas juggler. I can't even afford the gas part.
Oh, yeah.
I would hit that gas and the gas pedal, and I would watch my gas go down. It was ridiculous.
So that's your favorite? That's your favorite car of all time?
No way.
Your baby?
That was one of the babies, yeah. I'm all about Audis. That's just me. But.
Oh, Audi's a great car.
I love
Audi's a great car. In fact, you know, I asked a very busy restaurant that, you know, had valet parking. And I said to the valet guy, I said, look, you guys drive every single car there is. There is no car you don't drive. What's the best one? And they all said Audi.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's beautiful. My whole family has Audis, and I had an Audi back in the day. And then anything older than 2005, I want to say, don't do it. You're bound to break down and stuff. You know, any of these newer ones, though, beyond amazing.
The new ones are all amazing.
Oh, yeah. I think any new car nowadays. But anyway.
I had when I was a kid, I had a Sunbeam Tiger.
What?
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, my God. All right, send my email. You better send me some pictures of all this stuff. I'm going to start calling you out on it.
Yeah. Sunbeam Tiger, the silver tire with a 302 V8 engine in it.
Woo!
But the best car by far that I ever had was a 1984 911 Turbo.
Did you really? That's my father's favorite all-time car. He loved it so much, but he got one of the newer ones. But he always wanted the older one, and that specific model, that specific year. That's crazy that you mentioned that. I'm gonna throw it in my dad's face later.
Yeah, that was, and the thing was, is like I bought it from a dealer who really didn't even know what the hell it was. He thought he was talking me out of it. Yeah, I don't know how. He was like, you know, this isn't really, you know, this is a rough car. You know, this isn't really, you know, it's got a lot of horsepower. It's you know, it's not like a luxury car, you know. And I'm like, you know, this is a sales pitch. He goes, yeah, you know, it's a standard shift, you know. I'm like, this is what I want, man. This is what I want.
Right.
So he sold it to me. He sold it to me for 20 grand.
Really?
And he sold it to me for 20 grand, and I owned the thing for like 10 years and sold it for 100.
I was going to say, man, that's unreal.
Yeah, yeah.
You got it for a steal.
No, every time I turned around, it was worth like another 10, you know, grand. And I'm sorry I sold it because, you know, I mean, it's like, how do I not sell it for 100? Yeah, well, now I could probably get, you know, closer to 200 for it.
So. For sure. Oh, my God. Yeah. When I drove my father's, the handling was ridiculous. So I feel like I could talk with forever with you. I know there's like a time length on that thing. So if I lose your call, I'm calling you right back. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Well, right now I drive a Mini Cooper.
Mini Cooper. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. All it's right. My fifth one. I don't even know what else to buy anymore. It's like once you drive a Mini Cooper, it's a go kart. It's like go kart.
Yeah.
You know.
My dream car, I gotta say, my ultimate dream car is a Lotus, and that I feel like that's kind of like a same type of deal, you know?
Now, a Lotus is, I test drove Lotus Europa, the old ones.
Oh,
and,
okay.
Man, that thing, nothing handles like a Lotus.
Right,
that
right?
Thing is,
right?
It's like one of the, like, remote control cars that you have, like, on a joystick, you know? That's how that thing handles.
I feel like a kid, man.
Yeah. It doesn't have much in the way of horsepower. You know, it's not like it's a real fast car, but man, can that thing handle.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just more afraid of other drivers. They don't see you, you know? But
they don't, because you're very, very low. Very low.
Like laying down. All right, well, Griff, I got to make sure I'm moving forward here.
You want me to check that email again? See if it's...
Before you do, let's get a few things out of the way here. Service you want to be found for. What's some keywords you want to have me send to our techs and stuff?
General contracting, construction, building, homes.
Okay, building, homes. All right, gotcha.
Mansions. I literally have built about 20 of them.
Seriously? That's awesome. Okay.
Yeah. In fact, you'll see the pictures that I'll send to the website. Most of them are just mansions.
That's cool.
But, you know, when I say a mansion, I mean, like, a house that's, like, four times the size of anything you'd want to live in.
Right, right. I don't want to get lost. Right.
Yeah, it's like you build a house that, you know, you build an 18,000 square foot house for the people, and they find 3,000 square feet in there to live. And then a few years later, they're like, why did we build such a big fucking house, you know?
Yeah.
We got to heat it, we got to clean it, we got to air condition it. And,
sure.
You know, it's like, yeah.
Yeah, I hear that.
And then, you know, did you leave the light on in the kitchen? Yeah, well, I'll see you later. I got to go to the kitchen.
Right, right. I'll see you tomorrow. Might as well.
Yeah, yeah. It's a journey.
Yeah. Yeah. That's funny, man. That's wild, though. You can do all this. All right. So what I'm going to do then, also, I'm going to put in, please advise customer may want to add more. So that way when they talk to you tomorrow, that they'll make sure that, you know, they bring it up. In case you forget anything, you want to add some more there, okay?
Okay, so another thing that you could put in there is
is
construction management and project management.
Project.
Because the app that I invented and I have a patent on is it's a project management app based on the solar system.
What?
Yeah, it's modeled after the solar system. It's really cool. It's called Uni, which is short for Your Universe.
That's so cool. I love the name, by the way. I'm not pulling your leg. That's on the next level here. That's some John Wayne stuff going on here, man.
Well,
come on. Who are you?
Well, you know how the sun controls the planets?
Yeah, yeah. The gravity.
And you know how the planets control their moons?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way the app works. The project, you add a star, and that's a project. So you add a star, you name it, let's say you're building a house for Mr. Jones. So you name the star Jones. And then you put, and then you put planets in orbit, and the orbit, like, you're in the center, and the, and you're in the center of a spiral, and it's actually a timeline. And depending on start date and finish date, the star goes on the timeline, and it starts heading towards its start date, and then heading towards its finish date. And you could tap onto the star, and then that goes to the center, and you add planets. And the planet could be the plumber, the electrician, you know, and all of the subs, all the components, all the people that are involved in whatever kind of project you've got going. And then you tap onto one of them, and then you could add moons, and you could add, and then you could tap onto the moon and add satellites.
What the heck? Who are you, man? You're like MacGyver and everything.
Oh, it's really cool. You know, it's just one day, it was just, my mind was in chaos. And I'm taking a shower, and suddenly was start thinking about the solar system.
Yeah.
And I just started thinking, it was like everything, all of these projects that I was doing, that chaotically, it was like all of a sudden everything just started orbiting me, and it all came into like this peace. So the slogan for Uni is Cure to Chaos. And it's just so intuitive. It's so easy to use. And it just makes any project you're doing, doesn't matter what occupation you are, it just makes it easy.
That's wild, man. Please, you have my email now, too. Send me some stuff, okay? I'm dead serious. I'm not pulling the leg here.
Yeah, yeah. I'll send you some stuff. Yeah.
All right. All right. Here, I gotta keep moving forward. My boss is killing me here.
Well, okay, so it's that app that I might want to switch things over to, you know, as far as, you know, the website, yeah.
So when it does that... Yeah, we'll talk then for sure. So that way we can really enhance it and optimize it. Okay. You're gonna love that. Okay. So how do you accept payment from your customers now? Do you do cash, check, Venmo, PayPal, anything like that, or?
Yeah, however they want to do it. It's seashells. I don't care.
Okay. I'll put it right here. Venmo.
Flexible payments.
Okay. All right. Perfect. And then our last thing here on this one is, let's go over, because you said about like 20 miles out, right?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. All right, we'll keep that 20 miles out. Okay.
Yeah.
And then once you do that, when you upgrade down the future there, you know.
You could say Long Island. You could say serving Long Island.
Serving Long Island? Oh, wait, no, yeah. This one's going to be, okay, serving Long Island. I'll do that. All right, so I got this. I'm going to send this to our text right now. And then, oh, last thing. Do you have a Facebook business page or no?
Not really, no. No, I don't have one.
Okay. No worries. Okay, cool. In the future there, that's something we'll help you with, okay? We'll run those ads and everything like that. So
okay.
I'm going to send this over to them. Now, Griff, the card that we'll be using today, though, is does it say William Griffiths? Or does it have a middle initial with it?
Yeah, William, might have a middle initial, G.
G?
It might be William G. Griffiths.
Okay.
Let me just check. No, it just says William Griffiths.
Oh, okay, cool. All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and send this over to them first. And then can you, while I'm doing a few things really quick here, can you check to see if that email came through to you for the Google invite?
Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
No, it didn't come. Just yours came.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Man. Check, one more time. Check that spam or junk mail there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, thank you.
No, not in there.
Unbelievable, man. Okay. I'll go around it, I guess, somehow here. Give me a minute. I don't know what the heck. That's so weird. I never had an issue.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you what, email, it's sometimes, you know, sometimes I see an email that I'm looking for. I'm like, oh, there it is. And then I'll go read some other ones, and then, okay, let me get back to that one. And then I can't find it. You know, it's like, I don't know. Anyway, we're technology is, we're still in a transition, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right. Well, Igor, I got you, man. I put in a reminder for them just in case as well, too, so that way they can make sure to give you a call. So we got two things left, okay? We're going to do a voice verification. This is that added form of protection for you, okay? So everything's going to be recorded, and just make sure answers clear as possible. If you have questions for me by any means, stop me in my tracks. I'll be happy to answer that for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash as an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Castle Home Developers, Inc.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
William Griffiths, owner.
All right. And, of course, you're authorized on the agreement. You are authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
All right. And, of course, you're authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that's unrelated to Local Splash. So I'm going to stop right there for a minute. So, Griff, I'm going to make sure we set up a security question and answer, so that way I don't care if someone calls in saying their name is John from Local Splash. If they don't know your security question or the answer, do not give them any information, and certainly do not give them any money, okay? Because you are grandfathered in for this pricing. Okay. We'll get to that. All right, so I'm going to continue here. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right, that's the last one for you. Your payment for initial term and account setup will be charged today, December 8th, in the non-refundable amount of $149. This will be a recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 8th of every month in the amount of $149. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges from your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, perfect. We've got the whole things out of the way here. Let's set up that security question for you. You have 3 choices. Now, you can make up any answer you want. Just make sure that you remember your question and answer, okay? So we have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Mother's maiden name.
All right, perfect. And we're going to have to spell it out twice because I can't see it down here when I'm typing it in. So just one of the weird things, though.
Okay. So you want her name?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Palmer. Like as in Arnold Palmer? Palmer.
Oh, no problem. Perfect. Okay, I can hopefully spell that correctly. I got it. Just kidding. All right. Now, if anyone asks this, switch it. Do not. Okay, you don't switch that security question, okay?
That's right. Yours.
Okay, cool. All right. And then the address that we have for the card that we'll be using today, is it the same address, the 4 Maple Street?
Yes.
Okay. And then what's the type of card? Master, Visa, American Express?
Visa.
All right, Your Majesty, I'm ready for your credit card number. Where you are.
Okay. It's 4482 3301 3357 3121.
All right, thank you. And the expiration date?
0926.
Okay. And also the security code?
405.
Perfect. Okay, before I process any payments, I like to do a triple check, okay? So give me just a moment here because I have to really have your family discount stuff. We can only give a few out. So we got you at 149. I'm going to go ahead and process that payment. Should have a text coming through and an email with the invoice. So it's going to have everything on paper for you, okay?
Okay.
And this will be our last part here. Okay, I just went through. Let me know you got either a text or an email, whichever comes first. It'll make it easy for you.
Okay.
Thank you.
I got neither.
Okay, hang in there. I want to make sure I'm on the phone with you until the end of this one, man. So
yeah, okay.
Part, you get your invoice, so.
All right, hold on. Let me take a look.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah, we got another call coming in.
Shoot. Okay. I promise this is the last test. You're just going to sign the terms on there, and that way you can see everything as well, too. I just want to make sure you see it.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, local splash support, local splash initial invoice.
Perfect. Pop that one open, the invoice one.
Thank you for choosing local splash. Your invoice is located below. Okay, so I got it.
Okay, so in there, you just have to click on, it says click here to sign terms. Do you see anything
okay.
like that?
All right, I did it. I clicked.
All right, Griff. Now you're going to obviously, you can read through all that. It's just exactly what we went over here, okay? I gave you the works. And then
okay, let me see.
Yep.
Oh, click here. You know, I'm tapping on confirm signature.
Okay.
But it doesn't seem to be doing anything.
Oh, there's a box to check before you do that, above or below.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Okay, hey. Username.
Perfect. This is it. You're finished. So tomorrow our techs are going to go over that with you, to develop it with you, to show how you can track your phone calls from customers and everything from there, okay? So you're all set, man. You still there with me?
Oh, wait. Okay, so it's not allowing me to put in username or...
Yeah. So no. So our techs are going to go over that with you tomorrow. They're going to develop it with you, so they can show you how to use your client dashboard. You can track where
okay.
customers are calling from, all that. So you did everything,
man. That's at 2 o'clock.
Yes, sir. 2 o'clock your time. You got it. All right.
All right. I'll have to schedule that in my app.
William, I gotta say, man, I wish I can. I don't want to hang up because you're just a great guy to talk to. Seriously, please. You have my email. Like, send me some cool stuff, man. I'm definitely looking forward to looking at everything.
You got it, man. I will do that.
All right. Thank you.
All right, John. Okay, all right. And thank you.
Yes, sir. Talk to you tomorrow. All right.
All right. Bye. Bye.